The Dillingham Lagoon on the shore of Wood River is causing problems. City Manager Todd Larson says the lagoon is not producing enough oxygen to treat wastewater and is falling short of the state's air quality requirements.
There's a set of baffles and some aerators right now. They're not functioning properly, and this dissolved oxygen is what that generates, and we're going to pull all those things out and just basically replace them with a new set of baffles, new bubblers, new aeration system that will do that deed for us, get us under the where we need to be for our regulatory requirements.
Now, the city is on track to finish an aeration project by fall 2020, with the help of a grant from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. But the looming threat of erosion could wipe all of that away in 12 to 15 years. That's according to both the Army Corps of Engineers and CRW Engineering Group, which is based in Anchorage. Since 1947, erosion has washed away at least 800 feet of Dillingham's coastline, and it's getting worse. Gabe Dunham is with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's studied the coastline by the lagoon since 2016. In a project with the Alaska Sea Grant, Dunham and three other scientists installed three transects, including a camera, to measure how much land is being lost to erosion. Dunham measured 17 feet from the bluff to the camera in May. He returned at the end of September with environmental scientist Todd Radenbaugh and Eric Goddard for another measurement.
Actually, maybe you can hand that to Tyler. Yep, you can go ahead and you'll line up on the stakes and just eyeball it above the very edge of the vegetation if you can. We'll make sure this is straight elevation wise. Okay, we've got 12 feet 3 inches.
How much you lost?
5 feet here. Correct.
5 feet in 1 year?
5 feet from this spring. Yeah.
The coastline is losing between 15 and 20 feet per year. At the meeting in October, Dunham said storm events in the spring and fall are accelerating erosion.
But if you look at extreme high tides that coincide with wind events, that the tidal push the water right up to that tundra grass line right there.
Mm-hmm. And kill the tundra. Under it until it...
Well, it kills the tundra.
In August 2018, a storm with 55 mile-per-hour gusts eroded 15 feet of the bluff in one area, plus 10 feet from Transect 3 in one night. The city is weighing three options. They could use a defend-in-place plan and build a wall along the bluff. Engineer Andy Horstovsky says that barrier would protect the coastline around the lagoon.
It's about 2,500 feet long is what we're currently envisioning, kind of following the terrain of the existing contours of the erosion. And then we're showing in both options, so what you see here is the sheet pile with these back piles for support, and then the gravel fill option with arbor rock. And we'd see both of these would have an access road along the top.
Building the seawall would take up to 2 years and would cost around $26 million. Other solutions include building a new lagoon elsewhere. There is space available located by West 2nd Avenue. The city could choose another aerated lagoon or switch to package plants, which leave a small environmental footprint and cost around $11.5 million to build. But the plants may not be the most effective option. Vanessa Weick from Bristol Engineering says that communities across Alaska struggle to keep maintenance operators. If something goes wrong with these plants, it could take days or weeks to repair. Operators must be able to respond within 24 hours of an accident.
It is something that requires highly skilled operators who you are able to maintain for a really long time. And you're going to need multiple ones.
The city could also build a large $28 million sewage system near Kanakanak Hospital that would integrate into the hospital's system. But Mayor Alice Ruby contends that the defend-in-place option may be inevitable.
If it takes 10 years to put in a new lagoon, do you think that is going to survive? I don't think we're going to have much time. So anyway, there's a moderate amount of protection we're going to have to do on this one anyway, no matter what happens. If we're going to armor it for 10 years, let's armor it for 50, which may be cheaper than building a new lagoon.
The city council does not have a time frame for a decision yet. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.